There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, 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 and doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Don't feel good if you mind.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Rashid Batar, I tell you, all the attacks you've taken over the years now, ratcheting up to many other people. The documentary film, Trace Amounts, we just had Eric Gladden on, and the attacks on RFK Jr., the attacks on Jim Carrey. All of the attacks now making it almost common knowledge. I say almost. That mercury, not good for you. Even maybe especially in vaccines.
Yep, it's pretty obvious. And now I guess when people start attacking, then I guess they're justifying. If there was nothing, if there was no validity to it, nobody would be attacking anybody. But obviously now it's getting a lot more attention. So yeah, that is interesting.
They're greatly in desperate straits here when they have to attack Jim Carrey, who just said, "Hey, mercury and vaccines. Look into this. Check out this movie. Talking all about it." And, of course, you've been bringing this up for so many years for all the reasons we've discussed. And I find it very interesting because we're living through this consciousness shift in real time, right before our eyes. We're seeing the resistance. We're seeing the dying, you know, animal that just lashes out violently, indiscriminately. And it's not going to help that animal, in this case, survive, which is that animal, in this case, are the people that perceive that vaccines are absolutely safe, even if they have mercury in them, and how dare people bring that up. But at this point, we're actually witnessing, again, in real time, greater accelerations of this change or shift.
Yeah, and I think that, as we've discussed previously on the show many times, Robert, that acceleration is accelerating, or that rate of acceleration seems to be becoming more and more obvious, and more people seem to be gravitating towards, even if they're not on one side or the other, they're gravitating more to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, you'd never hear about it, but now with vaccines 15 years ago, you wouldn't really hear about that. It was only in small circles people would talk about it. But now it's open discussion. You can be standing in line at the grocery food store and you can hear the people in front of you in line talking about this topic. So it's becoming more and more prevalent.
Listen to this headline just to show you the desperation that is showing from a website. You did it, Jim Carrey. U.S. confirms first death due to measles in 12 years. Like Jim Carrey, the movie star comedian, for asking questions about mercury and vaccines, he has now caused somebody to die from measles.
Well, here's the thing, though. That particular case, it has been confirmed that child had been vaccinated.
Oops.
You know that, right?
Yes, I know. They were already vaccinated. They were on immune-suppressing drugs, which means that, honestly, modern medicine killed that person, whether measles was
Absolutely.
Involved or not.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
But, I mean, now to claim, I mean, you talk about a deflection, you talk about a delusion. I know, let's blame Jim Carrey because he questioned safety of vaccines. And Paul Offit, your favorite guy, Dr. Batar, said that...
I don't even think about the guys. It couldn't be my favorite guy, Robert.
I know. Absolutely a ridiculous statement. But he actually said, you cannot be pro-vaccine and against mercury at the same time. You're like, this guy is a piece of work.
Wow. I didn't know that somebody would be that stupid to make that kind of statement.
Well, they're desperate, as I said. Their desperation is showing. Now, this measles case, I want to reiterate, just like you said, this person had been vaccinated for the measles. It was not acquired from Jim Carrey or anything Jim Carrey said. In fact, was on immunosuppressive drugs and had a pneumonia that they're now saying in postmortem was caused by measles. But that, again, that's really a stretch. It's not absolutely definitive. But let that set aside for a moment. When you're on an immunosuppressive drug, there are no amount of people that are vaccinated that are going to protect you. And recognizing, too, that if you go to a health department where children are being vaccinated with the MMR shot, right on the insert, correct me if I'm wrong if you remember this, Dr. Bitar, but they acknowledge the shedding of these viral particles in those recently vaccinated.
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. And this is one of the things that people don't recognize, the significance of this viral shedding phenomena. So when somebody gets vaccinated, and if it's an attenuated virus, I mean, theoretically, it's supposed to be a killed virus and nothing's alive, but that's just not the case. I think we talked about the parvo case in some of the dogs a couple of years ago on the show. Remember, Robert?
Yes.
Talked about that? And so if it's an attenuated virus and the person gets this vaccination with the attenuated virus, they can shed that virus, and they usually do shed that virus. And in fact, what's most interesting is that when you start looking at these cases, and I think probably about 3 months ago we covered this one, when we start looking at these cases, some of the doctors started testing those measles cases, including the one at Disney World. There were some European doctors, if I recall correctly. And when they started looking at the strains of within the measles, it wasn't the wild type that you would expect. It was actually the only way to get that particular type of measles strain was from the vaccination, because that was a synthetically created or manipulated strain. I can't remember what it was
called.
Well,
yeah, and they can differentiate between the wild type and those that they utilize in the vaccine. So, indeed, that was a little bit of a controversy they tried to quiet down.
Exactly. And it was all attributed to an iatrogenic issue. It was not a person just getting measles. And it's all because of the vaccination schedule. It's all because of the immunosuppressive nature of our society in general, our Western society, with a lot of the drugs and a lot of the other things that are being given to people. Their immune systems are suppressed. And then you, on top of that immunosuppressed situation, then you give an attenuated virus. And then further, as if to add insult to injury, the additives and preservatives within the vaccine itself are further immunosuppressive. So now if you really want that vaccine to elicit some type of an immune response, then why would you give it to a person that's already immunocompromised, that's already got a suppressed immune system, along with further immunosuppressive agents along in the vaccine, and then usually at a time when the child is most susceptible because the immune system hasn't even developed yet. It just defies every aspect of logic that there is.
Yeah, it is quite incredible to consider what's happening here, but suffice it to say, their desperation is showing. More people are learning of this, and it's not that they're going to go away and go away quietly. But, you know, it's becoming so absurd that the people who hadn't seen it before are beginning to see it in greater numbers all of the time. And remember, the vaccine schedule, I think it's about as intense as any on the planet here in the United States. Also, we have higher infant mortality rates than other countries. You would be embarrassed if you knew the rates compared to those countries that have much, much lighter vaccine schedules.
Yeah, and lighter vaccine schedules, you know, let's define that term lighter. Does that mean less vaccines? Does that mean less frequent vaccines, meaning that there's more space in between the vaccines, so what would normally be done in the first 3 months here in the U.S. may take a year there? Or does it mean actually light, meaning that we don't do it exactly on the first or second day of the plan, of the child on the planet, but rather wait 6 months before we start giving it? And all those three things, all those three components, I would define as lighter schedules, because they will, when you compare the incidence of these, and not just autism, but the entire spectrum, you know, whether it's pervasive developmental delay, whether it's some of these new diagnoses that I've been getting with patients, you know, learning disabilities. I can't even imagine, Robert, there's like 20 different diagnoses now that they all come down to the same type of thing, but they come up with new terminologies, you know, the mitochondrial dysfunction component, for example. Regardless of what you want to call it, you would see a lower incidence in these people that have the lighter schedule in the countries that have a lighter schedule, as opposed to in our country. We have the most aggressive schedule. We give them sooner, we give them more frequently, we give them higher volumes, et cetera, et cetera.
I think the only one comparable is South Korea, which has adopted a lot of our Western medicine And there are a lot of historical reasons as to that, and their autism rates are as high or higher in some cases. But the infant mortality is an issue. Now, dying. This is the point of that article. A person died. That's what they're claiming, of measles, whether it's accurate or not. People die, and they die of disease all the time. This is not to say we ignore it. We don't. In fact, we look at ways to prevent that by enhancing immunity, and we recognize that although we don't stand in opposition to the development of antibodies, we recognize that the immune system is much more complex than just antibodies. And if you disable all of the other aspects of the immune system just to facilitate an antibody's production, the end result could be death, in fact, even more likely than not having the antibody but having an intact immune system.
Yeah, and that's another interesting concept, Robert. You know, I think that when we start sitting down and we start looking at all these aspects, all these unique aspects with vaccinations, you know, and the point that you bring up is valid, but it's almost like a sensory overload right now because my brain's going to all these different other components with vaccination.
Yes.
And, you know, the weird thing is it causes a sympathetic-mimetic response in me. It's almost like, you know, that flight-fight response. It's not
yes.
the flight, it's the fight response. It's just,
right, right.
I don't know why it elicits that visceral. It's almost like you can't control it. You know, when you're nauseated or
mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to express it, but it just creates such an anger. Because here's the thing. We're not talking about voting Democrat or Republican. We're not talking about what's black or white. We're not talking about what's legal or not legal. We're not talking about economics or, you know, investments. We're talking about lives. And we're talking about lives of our future generation. We're talking about children that are literally being maimed. We talk about all these things in Auschwitz and, you know, in Germany
mm-hmm.
during World War II and all the atrocities that the Germans committed. And yet, those atrocities are nothing compared to what we're doing every day here in our own country and all over the world with children. This is just nothing more than a bad experiment gone wrong. And as Boyd Haley said over 10 years ago, you know, it's not that they're doing this on purpose. They just can't admit anymore that they screwed up, that they fell asleep at the wheel. And now it's too far gone. They can't admit it because it would cause another civil war.
Hmm. We are on that precipice on so many levels. You mentioned all the other areas that you weren't talking about. But this one alone, when people wake up to see what they've done to the children, to your children, perhaps, you begin to say, fight or flight? I think I want to fight. And is that what's happening here? Is that why they're taking out doctors now? We've got some strange disappearances and deaths from doctors that were considered holistic, integrative, alternative, however they're determining it. Also, we've got some interesting questions of the day. One from the United Kingdom we'll get to as well. It's advanced medicine. Remember, you can always go to medicalrewind.com for easy access to the hundreds of hours with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Of course, archives here at National News Radio and GCN as well. Stick with us. Dr. Bitar back after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, it's sort of a follow-up question of the day. It's things we've covered a lot. It's hard to ask a new question, and we challenge you all to do so. We're happy to hear from you. This is from Lynette in Canada, and I thought we might have answered this a while back. Maybe she missed the show, but she talked about her son who was partially vaccinated, slight neurological evidence of injury, but not to the point where a full debilitation is going on. And, you know, it's kind of like that question, well, what do I do? What do I do? And it's like if you listen to our show each week or even 6 days a week, you already know what to do. But there's, we were talking on the break, Dr. Batar, and you mentioned the word fear, and this always comes up.
Yeah, I don't even know that I really want to even talk about, you know, with this question, but bottom line is a poison is a poison as a poison. And if your child has had a poison, the question is not how much damage has it done. The question is how much work you need to do to get your child better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that looking at it from a perspective of how much damage is done before I do something is a wrong way of looking at it. It needs to be done, oh, my God, there has been damage done, or potential damage, or there could be even a higher risk that damage could be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be in the mode of proactive rather than reactive. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that, and maybe I'm not doing a very good job of it, the way that question was stated, Robert, at least, I don't know, maybe the viewers or the listeners.
Well, they can see it in the show notes. It's written out in detail there. That's go to robertscottbell.com and read it. But, yes, go ahead.
It's a question that's asked in a reactive mode, as if there's damage, then, you know, what should I kind of type of scenario, as opposed to proactive, which is, regardless of whether there's any damage or no damage being evident, the issue is the poison has already been introduced in the body. And
right.
Or for the listeners, I think it's very, very crucial that you understand that the entire world's population to some level has been exposed, and we all have these issues. We all have metals. We all are toxic. The difference is that the vast majority of the pathways in a person that doesn't show any neurological deficits when they're growing up, the vast number of those pathways are intact to eliminate the toxicity. In those where the vast number of pathways are not intact or have been compromised, there you will start seeing the learning disabilities. So ADD, ADHD, pervasive developmental delay, autism spectrum disorder, autism, Asperger's, blah, 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 blah. They're all the same issue. It's different levels of accumulation. It's different levels of ability of the body to get rid of it. You know, what is this always just mercury? Well, yes, mercury is always there, but you have to start looking at the speciation of the mercury. Is it inorganic? Is it organic? If it is organic, what type? Is it methyl, ethyl, phenol? What time of the life, what time of the child's developmental cycle were they exposed to this? Was it after the child was born? Well, how much amalgam did the mother have? How much outgassing from the mother's own maternal amalgam load did the fetus get exposed to? You start getting to all these different aspects. Then after the child was born and gotten the vaccines, environmental issues, combustion of fossil fuel is one of the most significant ways of getting exposure to mercury. And is mercury the only thing? Yes, mercury is the only thing that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils, but there are certainly other metals that help to contribute and increase the burden. And then not just the metals, but then you got the chemicals, the persistent organic pollutants. So the list goes on and on and on. So now you kind of get, I know you already know why I get agitated when the
No, and I want to say this to Lynette. If you have not already read The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the international best-selling book by Dr. Rasha Bitar, again, you wouldn't necessarily be asking this question. And you know, maybe people just take it for granted they can hear us each week. But I'm telling you, that book is a resource guide for hundreds of thousands of people around the world, maybe millions one day. I perceive it's going to be the case. And go ahead.
I appreciate you saying that, Robert. But, you know, the thing is that if you look at the basic components, that book actually was written as a primer for everybody, not just for people, just your children with autism or cancer. It was actually written, I think I only mentioned autism very briefly in the book. I don't really talk too much about pathology. I talk about case studies in there and give certain live cases that taught me certain crucial fundamental concepts. But the point is that it's how you and I live. Okay, you went through a process when you were younger and you ended up having a health challenge from which you learn, and now you make sure that not only you but your children and your family do not partake in the same mistakes that you experienced, you know, firsthand the fallout from. And it's the same thing with me, and I see it on a recurrent basis in my practice, so those principles become more self-evident. And I want people to just remember that you need to look at this from a proactive rather than reactive standpoint.
Yep, that's the point. That's why we do advanced medicine each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, also medicalrewind.com. There's a big banner link you can click on to learn more about Dr. Bitar and the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. We've got another great question from Derek coming up in the UK after this. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Dr. Bitar, shout out to our friends in the United Kingdom listening on UK Health Radio each and every week, or 6 days a week at least. I know that's not too much to ask, is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. But we're here for you, bringing the power to you back where it belongs. And Dr. Bitar, we've got a question coming all the way from the UK. I wish we had a British accent when it comes to this what do we call this? Intro music.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, the Brits ask good questions, I think. And this one's coming from Derek in the UK. He says, hi, Robert and Dr. Batar here. We have recently had new neighbors move in opposite us, a really nice Asian family. They have a 16-year-old daughter with anorexia, which is causing the whole family a lot of problems. She has been put on an SSRI, sertraline, which causes more problems, especially if she misses a couple of doses. What would you advise to try to overcome the anorexia and get off the SSRI? And I know, Dr. Batar, we addressed this off the air, but I think your answer is a good one, so it's worth mentioning.
Psychological type issues, and I think that probably, you know, just having a positive intention, but really letting the family deal with whatever issues they got to deal with, because there's a lot of other things that go on with it. So that's just my personal opinion. We've talked about this before, Robert. You have so many people that increase their own blood pressure, put more stress on themselves because they're worried about their neighbor, their best friend, their parents, their this or that, and they can't convince them to do something. And to me, you have to let people, you have to give them the autonomy in order for them to pursue the course that's best for them.
Right. You want to be there for them if they reach out and you're able to help them, but it is a complex situation. I've lived very closely with anorexia and bulimia. I know what this is all about in a deep way, having family members in that. So this is not something to mess around with from even, in a friendly way to say, hey, I'll support you if I can help in any way, fine. But it's almost like you got to mind your own business a bit on this and just support from a distance, prayer, whatever it is, because it is complicated. But he's got a second phase of this, Derek does. And again, I know he's a nice guy. He really wants to help. But he says, I have had allergic asthma for the past 65 years and have had to take steroids and reliever inhalers all through the summertime. I had black seed oil information appear on my Facebook page, which stated it was the cure for everything but death. Intrigued, he said he did further research online and found a YouTube video of a woman who had used it and her asthma symptoms disappeared. So I tried it. And he says, this is the first summer I have not had to use any inhalers. This is truly remarkable. Have you heard of this? Derek, Dr. Batar, have you heard about this black seed oil a little bit?
Yep, it's black cumin. Seed oil, and it is, believe it or not, I've been, I won't get into the details, but yes, it's very good. It has been used for over 4,000 years in parts of Asia and the Middle East. It has been talked about extensively in the Muslim tradition of healing, as well as in the Indian Ayurvedic tradition of healing, extensively documented. And has a lot of very interesting properties to it. Interestingly enough, the seed is not allowed to be brought into the United States. I have no idea why, but probably like the apricot, vitamin B17, amygdalin, laetrile type story. So,
too much, too good, too powerful, and it will take the power away from those who want to control you medically or otherwise. So we'll talk more about that at a future show. But Derek, always good to hear from you in the UK, our friends in Great Britain. We love you. We're speaking out for you as well and your health freedom. Now, speaking out of health freedom, three doctors died suspiciously. We talked briefly about one of them, I think a week or so ago, and evidently two others have died suspiciously. Now two more doctors go missing. We've talked about the path that you and I are on, both individually and together. It's a spiritual journey, too. In fact, that's the cornerstone of everything we do. But the idea is, the thought perhaps is, are they trying to shut these doctors up? Are they actually that much of a threat to the status quo that they're willing to take them out?
Well, I think that if anything, Robert, I think they're trying to send a message, but I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from, people just, actually it's not that many, but it's enough that it amuses me, and some very well-known people that just concern, and I don't know, it makes me laugh, because I guess I don't know what to say, except for the one thing that the opposition would know, and to our friends at the FDA and everybody else, you know, the one thing that I think anybody would know if they were going to come to me, they may take me out. I'm sure they have the power to do it, but there would be remnants left. There would be certain people that would be going with me to the next.
In other words, you're not going down without a fight.
Well, I mean, it's when you've actually been in a situation where you've taken live fire, this type of stuff just is silly. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there have been soldiers that have been in Afghanistan or in Iran or, Iraq or wherever, and they've done 2, 3, 4 tours, and they come back here, and then they're shot in the streets of, in their own downtown in Los Angeles. There was a story about a guy that did 4 tours and then comes home and gets shot. So, you know, life takes on a different perspective, I guess. And, you know, are you going to live your life in fear of somebody going to do something to you because of the message that you're putting out there for humanity? I mean, I sure in hell am not. So, and I don't think you are either. So, you know, it is what it is. And if anybody's really curious to want to talk to me or they want to come visit me, I'm not going to give out my address. Not because I'm worried about that. I'm more worried that, you know, people will be coming by to ask questions. But call my office and just tell them who you are, and I'll be happy to give you my address and come and visit.
Well, exactly. We can't live our life in, you know, that the fear that is out there. This is how they play the game. If they can ratchet up, or if they can take advantage of tragedies. I don't know what happened in those situations. I don't know specific. We can speculate, but that would be all it would be. I don't have any inside information on that. But certainly there are reasons larger than us that these events happen, and ultimately, you know, an individual path a person is on, whether it be for good or for evil, will take them down certain roads, and whether someone gets martyred for it or whether it's done as a message to others, I don't know, but there's nothing different in terms of history. If you learn from history, this has been going on since time immemorial, since we've recorded history.
Yeah, it's the modus operandi of the ones that have the power and that want to maintain their power. And when it's actually evidence of the end of the death struggle is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, if indeed that they are resorting to this level of violence to take out alternative or natural or integrative, however you want to determine doctors or healers, then it's more overtly showing their desperation, their fear that they are losing control, and in evidence, in actuality, they have lost control, that they would resort to this.
Yeah, and again, Robert, you know, I'm not privy to all the details, as I know that you're not either, but there's always something fishy when it's 3 or 4 or 5 people. I think there's a couple that are missing now. And, you know, the point is this, that there's a difference between believing and knowing. I actually read this recently in a really well done article, and it was from a Dr. Robert Anthony, and he's a positive mental attitude type, intention, secret, that type of thing. He has some forces on it. But it was an article that he put out that I read, and he was talking about the three keys to success. And one of those, the first one, was the difference between believing and knowing. And I think this is a very, very crucial point, and I've talked to my kids actually about this. If you believe something, you are firmly confident that this is the way it's going to be, et cetera, et cetera. But knowing has nothing to do with confidence. You know. It's what it is. There's no other one. The grass is green. No matter what somebody says, it's blue, it's purple, it's red, it doesn't matter. You know it's green. It's not that you believe that it's green, you know that it's green. And so I think when we are in that point in our lives that we know something, it's not that we believe it, it's not that we have an opinion on it, it's we know it. And when you know something, it's not going to change your course of action. It makes absolutely no difference in me, in my world, whether 1 or 50 doctors are taken out, or, you know, they come after me like they have numerous times, or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to shut up, because I got what I... The deal that I made, I already got paid, okay? The deal that I made was, give me back my son, and I'll never stop. My son came back, and he was given back to me in a much more powerful and stronger way than I could have ever imagined. So I'm not going to give up. The way I look at it, no matter what I do, in the next 5 lifetimes, I will do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, when the Blues Brothers said, we're on a mission from God, we're not kidding. As I said, you made a commitment when you got your son back, and that's, you know, the way you live your life. It's not to compromise those principles. And there are many more of us out there than ever before, and the strengthening that is happening, even all of these attacks, if that indeed they are that, to dissuade us, those who are committed because they know, not just believe, it's not going to dissuade them. In fact, you know, one thing we know is that mammograms cause cancer. And a new study is basically questioning it again to say maybe they can find little tumors, but the tumors might not even be dangerous or deadly. What's the point?
Yeah, a lot of times it's just the calcification aspect. Yep, you're exactly right.
Yeah, they find little lumps and things that are just basically benign and would never harm you. They could be indicating some other things, aberrant metabolism or toxin accumulation. But the whole detection technology of ionizing radiation actually causes the very thing that they want to find or claim they don't want to find when there are other methods like thermography and self-examination. And, of course, doing the things you learn about the 9 steps to keep the doctor away to undo the damage should it already have occurred or prevent it from happening. These are the kind of things we do.
The thermography is a great option, but even just a self-exam, that was already done in the big Chinese study with over 19,000 women that saw the mortality rate did not decrease with mammography. In fact, if anything, I think they skewed that data to show that it didn't, but I'm sure the mammography increases mortality, but self-breast exams are very effective.
Yeah, exactly. So, keep it up, ladies, and men, too. Mammograms, we just covered that. Now, what about statin drugs and their impact on the ladies? We'll talk about that when we wrap up Advanced Medicine here with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, archives available all over the web, including medicalrewind.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to Eric Gladden from Trace Amounts, the extraordinary documentary on mercury and vaccines that's creating a ruckus out there for the, the pro-mercury vaccine forces. They're struggling with it. We got Dr. Batar here wrapping up advanced medicine, and we're just talking about the mammogram issue. We don't want to leave it too quickly to let people know the perspective. And you, of course, you've dealt with a lot of these issues in women patients in your practice.
Yeah, and Robert, we don't want to minimize it because, you know, obviously if the person does have some kind of a lump that it needs to be checked out. But the point that I think we were making with the mammograms was that there are better ways of checking it out than by compressing and traumatizing and creating more inflammation in the breast, and then, as if that's not enough, then putting radiation or giving exposure from radiation to it. So the self-exams are the right way to go. But if there is a concern, obviously you need to see a doctor. But I have found a number of times, this has happened probably half a dozen times in my practice over the last 18 years, where somebody with existing patients developed some type of lump on their breast. They were concerned, and I told them, let's just watch it for the next 2 or 3 months and see what happens, because these patients were all just starting their process. And a lot of times, in fact, all six of the cases that I'm thinking of, every one of them within 3 to 4 months disappeared on their own. And of course, we know that these lumps are calcifications. Calcium in the wrong areas of the body is pathognomonic, and there is an association between calcium deposition and cancer. Yes, that's true. But these lumps all disintegrated and disappeared on their own while we were doing the process chelation, removing the various metals and improving blood flow. So the chelation process itself is just pulling out not only the heavy metals, but it causes also a rebalancing of all the different minerals in the body. So it takes calcium out of the places where it's not supposed to be, puts it back in the places it's supposed to be. And these fibrotic areas of the breast or whatever it was, you know, disappeared on its own within 3 or 4 months. In fact, none of them lasted more than 4 months. So, and 2 of them disappeared within about the first 2 months. So again, there are things that can be done, but don't take it lightly. If there is something that's abnormal in your breath, then it's something that, if it changes with your cycle, then it's probably nothing to worry about. But if it doesn't, you know, if you do need to have it checked out. I don't want anybody to come back, you know, 5 years from now and say, oh, I heard you guys talk about it on the radio, blah, blah, blah. So definitely.
No. Take it seriously, but also take seriously the risk of utilizing ionizing radiation to detect the very thing that they are trying to ultimately treat, which may kill you as likely as the breast tissue going awry. And you mentioned calcification.
That's exactly the key.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You mentioned calcification, Dr. Bitar, also of the arteries. They go into this and they say it's cholesterol. We know that's been a lie since the beginning. Yet they continue to put statin drugs in the water if they could, but certainly anybody over 40, they start saying, oh, now's the time. And ladies, this isn't bad enough that, you know, it can create early dementia and muscle wasting, different things that it can do. Now they're saying postmenopausal women who take statins to manage their cholesterol are more likely to experience an increase in aggression over time than those who don't take statins.
Well, that's not surprising because you are, first of all, trying to stop the most important components in the body when it comes to cellular membrane integrity and the sex hormones, which is cholesterol. Everything starts from cholesterol. The sex hormones all come from cholesterol. So you're stopping that, you're reducing that, you're throwing off the entire physiological balance of the system. Now the women are going through this menopause. They're already on a drug that's already throwing off the entire physiology. So the sex hormones that are there to balance themselves out, if the body has the negative inhibitory feedback mechanisms in place, but we're giving statin drugs so we prevent the sex hormones from balancing themselves out because we're preventing the very molecule that everything starts from. And then you throw everything into a frenzy. And now women, you know, we already know that some of these women that have these issues, women have more predisposition to anxiety, to depression, to the, you know, the libido issue because of, again, these statin drugs. And then we're also all throughout their history, they've been on these hormones to prevent them from having pregnancy. So my point is that for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they've been on these whacked out balancing or lack of balance of the hormones. Mm-hmm. And then when it finally comes into aggression or frustration, and then we're surprised.
Not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Surprising.
What is surprising is that we've come to the end of our show, which always goes quickly when we have Dr. Bitar with us. Keep tuning in. If you're new to it, go to medicalrewind.com. Easiest way to hear more of Dr. Bitar or Natural News Radio and the archives there or GCN. Dr. Bitar, thank you, my friend. Thanks, Derek Layden. Remember, y'all, the power to heal, it's still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.